Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, morning we discussed somewhat about Nyaya. The essential features of Nyaya are Hare Krishna. Yeah. The essential features of Nyaya are, number one, they depend on logic for self-realization. Number two, they categorize entire philosophy into 16 padarthas. A lot of description is there about pramana, and they give more preference to pratyaksha. Even Veda, you say something, until unless it is pratyaksha, it is proven, it cannot be accepted. So, and also their philosophy is also known as Arambhavada or Asat Karyavada, Asat Kriya, Asat Karyavada. So these are some features of their philosophy. And ultimately they say atoms are the source of everything. And their conception of God is Adrishta, unseen, who is nothing but like a bank balance of everybody's karma, like an accountant in the bank will give you things according to your credit and debit. So the bank is God for Nyaya. So that is why you find in the modern civilization, bank has become God for everyone. If you see, for the entire world, banks have become God. If the banks are doing good, the economy is good. If the banks are not doing good, the economy is down. Everybody's life in their bank. Like we say, Krishna is my life and soul. For people these days, the bank has become life and soul. If you really study the current situation of the world, it is like this. So, there's no surprise. It's not a big surprise, because these days everything is based on science. So much dependence on science and technology. So dependence on science and technology means dependence on their original guru, Nyaya, because they talk about atoms. The science also talks about atom. But the atom spoken by Gautama and Vaisheshika's Kannada is so subtle that the modern days scientific peoples, which talks about atom, is like a huge 10-storied building in front of Gautama's atom. Gautama, he has seen that atom, the real atom, with which the whole world is made up of. Gautama saw. The only problem is, Gautama did not see the person inside the atom. Sweets! When you are studying some Vinayasi, like the sweets are really good. Really good. Nice system. So we really require sweets for this class to really get motivation. So talking so much of Nyaya. Well, I was coming to the point that so Gautama saw the atom. By looking at his feet, he saw atom is the source of everything. Because he's known as Akshapada. We discussed about how, if you look at your spiritual master's feet, you look at the atom, inside the atom, you see Krishna. Andantarastha paramanucha antarastham. Krishna is there in Anda, Brahmanda. At the same time, Brahmanda is made up of Anus and he is there inside the Anu also. But he missed the point. That's the problem. So if you want to tell in a layman's language to our ISKCON devotees, what is the problem with Gautama? You just tell, quote these words. Ah, these words everybody can relate. Andantarastha paramanu chayantastam govindamadhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma Samhita is very dear for devotees. It so happens when I give such courses, when I quote a verse which everybody knows, now something is speaking something which I know. So, andantarastha paramanu chayantastam, that was not seen by Kanada. But he saw the real atom with which the world is made up of. The atom which the modern scientists are able to see, that is not the real atom. That is why they are confused even about the real atom. Dalton said, atom is the source of everything. Actually, he copied our philosophy. And then Rutherford came and said, no. Inside is electron, proton, neutron. Later on, somebody came and told, no, inside is positron, there is that tron, this tron. And now they told, no, there are 28. There are 28 within the atom. That is what modern science says. 28 elements. And now, the latest theory is, for these 28 to exist, they should be an anti of these 28. They should be an anti-proton, they should be anti-neutron, they should be anti... And Srila Swarup Dhamma Maharaj and BI deals with these things. But we don't deal with that now. There's a separate department. Because anything which happens in this world is sattva rajastama, isn't it? So atheism is also sattva rajastama. So that atheism is tamasic. And the Western philosophy is atheism is rajasic. And this atheism is sattvic. So we are dealing with sattvic atheism. Now we are getting the categories. Because when you perceive a subject, we have to perceive from so many angles to get a very clear idea of what we are doing. The Western philosophers, Freud and all these people, Plato, Aristotle, their atheism springs out from passion. And the atheism of the modern science springs out from ignorance, mode of ignorance. And the atheism of the six systems of philosophies, they spring out from goodness. Ultimately, they are all ignorant. I don't want to take Bhakti Shastri class, but you should understand, even ignorance is also of three kinds, sattva, rajas, tama. So atheism is also of three kinds. So we are dealing with that atheism. So when there is a misunderstanding, or the misunderstanding of the misunderstanding, that is modern science. So these sattvic philosophers of Gautama and all, they spoke atheism. But when the atheism was totally misunderstood, that became the Western philosophy. When that was totally misunderstood, that became the modern science. Okay, now these are some of the salient features we discussed in the morning. And one of the other features of Nyaya Vaisheshika school is they consider matter to be eternal along with soul. They say soul is also eternal, matter is also eternal. And they say when these two combine together, so what happens? There is misery. And how to release? By proper knowledge. What is proper knowledge? Knowledge of 12 items. That is known as prameya. So the knowledge of the 12 items of prameya, by understanding them properly through logic, then you will get released. And what happens after release? Nothing. Release. No discussion. No discussion. And what about God after release? No discussion. No argument. The whole philosophy is based on argument. Why are you saying no argument? My argument is to show that you should not argue. So that is where we put full stop on Nyaya. We will just have a brief thing about Vaisheshika. A brief discussion. Not a long discussion, because 90% both are same. Only 10% they are different. Let us see where they are different. I give the notes in the morning about Vaisheshikas. Vaisheshika, the Vedic atomic theory. 90% both are same. Let us see what is it, where they are different. Vaisheshikas argue combination of atoms is the source of everything. That's all. That machine. If the machine is on, then I can remove the cap. If it is not on, then let's switch on. Switch on. And it will rotate. So now, Vaisheshika, it was propounded by Kannada. I'll give it at the end of the class. It's not a problem. Just wait. You can see next, somebody share. The founder of the Vaisheshika philosophy is Kannada, who was also known as Uluka. So, when somebody is walking in the street and he just dashes somebody, he's not able to see. And something is happening, he's not able to understand. In Hindi we say, Ullu. Ullu means owl. It is an Indian way of speaking owl, but in America they say owl. If you say owl, they say, what are you speaking? But they say, what to speak? There's a problem in India. When the Westerners taught them English, they spoke something which the Westerners are totally afraid of. So, owl, something like that. It's actually coming from Uluka. Uluka is a thing, dhatu, and went to Latin and then Persian, and then from there it went to English. It became owl. See, the dhatu is the same. Uluka. Why he was called Uluka? Not because he was a fool or was blind. No. Owl, the nature of the owl is, whole day it is closing its eyes. Whole night it opens its eyes. Kannada thought, daytime is meant for materialistic people. I should sleep during the day and I should be awake during the night. You know, Krishna told also the same thing. Also wrote the same thing. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrata sanyam. One devotee told, Prabhuji, this is what Krishna told. So, I sleep during the day and wake up during the night. I told the devotee, read it properly. What is night for the devotee is day for the materialist. It is true. The materialistic people sleep at 3 o'clock, devotees get up at 3 o'clock. Isn't it? So he was doing that. Whole night he used to be awake and meditating, constantly meditating. That is why he is known as Uluka. And another name of Kannada is Kanabhoja. Kanabhoja. Bhoja means bhojana, means to eat. One who eats atoms. Means he is so engrossed in meditating on atoms, people called him Kanabhoja. So this system is known as Aulukya. Because he was known as Uluka, he is also known as Aulukya. Now, there are many commentaries on Vaisheshika philosophy, but one most important commentary is given by Prashastapada. Prashastapada's commentary is known as Padartha Dharma Sangraha. In Jnana Vaisheshika system, there is lot of emphasis on knowing the meaning of the word, padartha. For them, knowing the meaning is the most important. So, they take a word and try to establish the meaning by going through a very rigorous process of analysis and logic. So, they use grammar a lot. Panini was also during the time of Nyaya Vaisheshika system. In Panini's grammar, he applies the system to establish the meanings of the words. I don't know how many know Panini. There are so many books of grammar for Sanskrit language. So one of the grammarian of Sanskrit is Panini.
And we don't have to go to those things. Because if somebody wants to learn Sanskrit, they can read Jiva Goswami's book. What is that book name? Harinamamrita Vyakarana. That's enough. Everywhere there is Harinam. Whole Pani, everything, all grammar, everything is condensed and given to us. So, Pani, because they use a process of analyzing the Padartha, say, use this logic. And Pani, when he gave the meaning of the word Nyaya, he goes through so much of logic to explain Nyaya is Veda. Goes to so much of logic to explain Nyaya is Veda. So one of the meanings of Nyaya is Veda. So that is why it is very dangerous if you directly read Pani's grammar without proper guidance. There are 99% chances of being a Mayavadi or getting caught up in Advaitism. Be very careful. Devotees, don't try to read Pani's grammar from anybody else other than a devotee from ISKCON. If somebody is really wanting to. Best is to read Harinamamrita Vyakarana. You will not be deviated. That is true. But there are many, who tried to do it, who tried to study Sanskrit from going to that place, this place, and then they have lost their Krishna consciousness. That is why I wanted to specifically mention this point, though it is not in the notes. Be very careful. Pani's grammar, okay, grammar book is good. But the process he used to deduce so many things, he uses lot of logic of Nyaya and Gautama. Of Gautama and Kannada. So, it's a grammar book. So, there's nothing, no Siddhanta in it. But, the process which he undertakes to establish a certain meanings is Nyaya Vaisheshika. So, there are many chances of deviating if it is not studied under proper guidance. There are many, many things like this. I always give the example, there's nothing wrong in doing these things but should be done under proper guidance. Like electricity. We are using it for Krishna service. But if you have to deal with electricity, you should deal with under expert guidance. Isn't it? Otherwise, you will get a shock. So, trying to study any other book other than Prabhupada's book is to be done under expert guidance. Otherwise, shock. Very shock. So, Vaisheshikas are allied to Nyaya system of philosophy. Are allied. Allied means both are actually mostly same, 90%. Both systems accept the liberation of the individual self as the goal. Both view ignorance as the root cause of the pain and misery. And both believe that liberation is attained only through right knowledge of reality. But there are somehow two major differences. Let us see what are the two major differences. Number one. Nyaya philosophy accepts four independent sources of knowledge. We all know. Four pramanas. 3 plus 1. What are the three? Pratyaksha, anuman. You add upaman. That becomes four. So the major problem with the four was what? They give more importance to? Pratyaksha. And even some shabda says something. Until unless I prove it with my logic, my prasak, my own mind and my intelligence is convinced, I will not accept. So dangerous. Now, see the danger here. In Vaisheshika system of philosophy, they accept only two. What are the two? Perception and Anuman. That is, Pratyaksha and Anuman. Only two are accepted. You may say, oh, they reject Veda. Veda or what? Shabda? He doesn't reject Veda. Even Kannada says, Veda has to be accepted. You say, why is it not in the Pramana? He says, even though Veda is the Pramana, ultimately when you read the Veda, you are going to infer something from that. So, Shabda is also inference. Just see how dangerous these people are. ...99% of the people... ...when you go and talk... ...when you establish these three pramanas... ...like we explained... there is Shabda, there is Pratyaksha and Hanuman. They say, Prabhuji, Vedas are also understood, no? By you. They ask this question. And you find there are so many commentaries. It is his understanding, it is his understanding. So ultimately, Shabda becomes Hanuman. Why there are more than 1,000 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is Shabda. But what are you reading? Commentary. So commentary is what? Hanuman. Just see. You getting the point? That is why Kannada says, why go for five, four? It's only two. Pratyaksha and Hanuman. Pratyaksha and Hanuman. Whatever you find, even Shabda, that is only understood. Understood means you infer. It is only the inference. Ultimately. So just see, he just came out openly and told, actually I am a mental speculator. And I ask everyone to be a mental speculator. Even Veda has to be accepted, but there should be speculation on Veda. He is the Acharya for the mental speculators, Kannada. See, now you see, yesterday we understood how great is our philosophy. And now we are understanding how dangerous is other philosophies. Nana matagraha. Graha. The word is used in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Every chapter in the Adila practically begins with a word saying that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so compassionate that even if somebody takes shelter of Chaitanya, he can cross over the Siddhanta Sagaram. Even though Murkhopi, Balopi, Nichopi. You have read those verses? In that there is one verse, I forgot, it says, Nana Matagraha. These different philosophical systems are compared to what? Graha. Graha means shark. Sharks. They are like sharks. And the Siddhanta Sagara, in that ocean, there are so many sharks. But if you catch one of the feet of Chaitanya, you can cross over it, even though you are a fool. If you think I am very intelligent, you don't take shelter of Chaitanya, if you cross over the Siddhanta Sagara, a shark will catch you. And these are the sharks. They are dangerous sharks. So, when you meet a person and you talk about these three pramanas, when we explain very logically, ultimately he says this question that Vedas were also written by someone. Okay, even though it is God's revelation, it is understood by someone. So, it is his understanding. It is his understanding. It is his understanding. So, perception is ultimate. As much as Pratyaksha is given importance in the Nyaya, Hanuman is given importance in Vaisheshika. Logic. Of course, even Pratyaksha applies, logic is there everywhere. Even when you want to understand Veda, you understand logically. But Hanuman is given more importance in Vaisheshika school. So that is why Kannada, the Acharya of all mental speculators. The second problem or the second difference with the Nyaya philosophy is that all the reality is comprehended by 16 category padarthas, whereas Vaisheshika recognizes only 7 as reality. So 16 padarthas are there instead of 16. He has only 7 of them. And in that 7, Nyaya, the Pramana is explained very elaborately. And in Vaisheshika, Prameya is explained very elaborately. Pramana means what we know. Pramana and Prameya, we should know the meanings like in fingertips. because I'm just using the word pramana and prameya, because using the word object of knowledge and epistemology will not look Vedic. So pramana means process of acquiring knowledge. Prameya means object of knowledge. What is the example which I gave? Anybody remembers? The scale and the line. The instrument of measurement and the thing which you are measuring. Or thing which you want to know or understand. So these are the differences between Nyaya and Vaisheshika. The concept of God is same. The concept of soul is same. The concept of liberation is same. Adrishta has been spoken by Vaisheshika. Why this philosophy is called Vaisheshika? Because he talks at length about the vishesha or the qualities of the objects. The qualities of the objects, he speaks to a such a elaborate extent that the entire chemistry of this world is spoken. If I had to say something from my mental speculation, Nyaya is mathematics, what you find. Vaisheshika is chemistry, Sankhya is physics. The modern physics, modern mathematics, modern chemistry. The modern mathematics is coming from Nyaya. The modern chemistry is coming from Vaisheshika. The modern physics is coming from Sankhya. One would explain why. Further, you should know what is mathematics, physics, and chemistry. How many of you have done something at least graduate level of mathematics or physics or chemistry or engineering? You're done. Anybody, you're done. See, mathematics involves what? Logic, steps, isn't it? So, who spoke it really elaborately? Nyaya, Gautama spoke. In chemistry, you have qualities, isn't it? This is a very fine substance. This is the color of this chemical. This is the smell of this chemical, isn't it? This is chemistry. So, who speaks it very elaborately? Vaisheshika. So if somebody is expert in Vaisheshikas, he's read the thing, he's the best chemist. The modern chemistry is nothing. That compound, this compound, everything is known for a Nyayika or a Vaisheshika. And then, going further, you have physics. Physics means what? The movement of particles and how the world is created, what are the things which are available, and how the particles are moving, what are the effects of the movement, all these things is physics. And that is coming from Sankhya. If a Sankhyaite, this physics is nothing. He can swallow 100 Einsteins. 100 Einsteins are nobody in front of this. We glorify these people as great physicists, Nobel Prize. These are the people who are actually real physicists, if you see from one point of view. But we don't accept them as our acharyas. But they have spoken so much on physics, chemistry and mathematics. So some people are thinking, why are you speaking like this? Actually, what is the highest degree one obtains in mathematics? PhD. What is the highest degree one obtains in physics? PhD. In any subject, you take any subject in the modern science, modern field, what is the highest degree one obtains? It is what called PhD. That means doctorate of philosophy. That means all the subjects land in philosophy. So, the real doctorate of philosophy in mathematics is Gautama. The real doctorate of physics is Kapila. Chemistry is... So, every subject what you will find ultimately at the highest level it is philosophy.
That is why in the Gurukuls, the teachers used to teach the children only the philosophy. They used to make them PhDs. They never used to teach the details. If you teach the philosophy of chemistry, chemistry can be learnt. So there is only one subject which was spoken in the Gurukuls, that is philosophy. This division of mathematics, physics, chemistry, astrology, that biology, thisology, thisology, that ontology, all these things are bogus. This modern thought of education, the Vedic education, even somebody want to learn physics, they would not be taught these equations and all this stupid stuff. They would be taught Sankhya. You learn Sankhya, then all these things are wrong. Okay, I'm deviating. Coming back to the point. Vaisheshika, seven categories are there. I have numbered them. You can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seven categories are substance, dravya, qualities, gunas. The third category is karma, action. And the fourth category is samanya, general qualities. The fifth category is vishesha, that is why it is known as vaisheshika. Vishesha, special qualities. And sixth, that is known as inherence, that is samavaya, combination. And the seventh one is abhava, non-existence. The seventh one is a negative thing. Other six are positive things. Now you see, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the second, the fourth, the fifth, three. Three only talks about qualities. You observed that? The third one is what? Qualities, 24 gunas. And then the general qualities. And then the fifth one is special qualities. If you go to the cloth market, now this quality is not good. We say, hold the quarter. This quality is not good. So one who is very much trained in Vaisheshika, he can understand what is this quality, that, everything. It comes to the practical level also. Okay. So, I don't want to talk about all these things. Overview. Substance. In substance, nine dravyas are accepted. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, air, space or ether. Time, direction, soul and mind. In the philosophy of Gautama, Nyaya, he accepted 12. And these items have qualities. So he says, just knowing the padartha or the thing is not good. You should know the quality. He gives a list of 24 qualities. Color, taste, smell, sound, number, magnitude, distinction, union, separation, remoteness, nearness, cognition, pleasure, pain, desire, aversion, effort, heaviness, fluidity, viscosity, tendency, virtue, non-virtue, action, generality, uniqueness, inherence, non-existence. I'll give you a small example of what it means. According to Gautama, somebody says, it's a very hard table. Very hard. It looks very hard. Can you understand the hardness by looking? So, Gautama says, it is not just perception. It is your experiences in the past. It is also the quality of the thing which makes you understand that thing. But according to Gautama, Nyaya philosophy, you have to touch it and then prove it is hard. According to Kannada, Vaisheshika, he says, by looking also you can tell it is hard. That is why we say, it looks very hard. How can you find the hardness by look? That is the question which Gautama raises. Kannada raises. That is why he elaborately talks about qualities. Elaborately. And somebody says something like, I heard the sweetness. How can you hear the sweetness?
you cannot hear the sweetness. But if you know the qualities of a substance, you can hear. You can understand. That is why he goes to the qualities. Anyhow, we will not go much about it. Go further. So that is why here karma doesn't refer to the karma of our understanding. Karma refers to the actions or the movements. So he talks about movements, up movement, down movement, lateral movement. Like he says, there are five kinds of actions within the paragraph. You see, upward, downward, inward, outward and linear. These movements, they are known as karma. And the actions of perceptible senses, the earth, water, fire, air, can be perceived by the five senses. Earth, water, fire and air. Now here is another problem of Vaisheshikas. They say, atoms are there. But he accepts only four kinds of atoms. Earth atom, water atom, earth, water, fire atom, air atom. He doesn't accept ether atom. That is why he is very, very close to the modern physicist and chemistry. In chemistry and physics, the modern chemistry and physics, ether is not understood. And they can never understand also. What is ether? What is ether? Space. The maximum which they attained about the understanding of ether is wave. They say wave. Till date, they don't know this light is wave or particle. Till date. So much is spoken on physics and light and so much. I'm just speaking from the BA books. So please excuse me. I had to finish the syllabus. That is why I do. You see the light. They don't have the understanding what is this light. Is it it moves a linear way? Is it a wave function? It is a particle? Nobody knows. Many places, many things are described. They don't know. How light travels? From how far the light travels? Nobody knows. So, he doesn't accept an ether atom. Okay, going further. Combination, samavaya, abhava. Abhava, last point about this philosophy. Last point is this. Abhava, non-existent, the seventh and the last category of reality is negative in contrast to the first six, which are positive. Non-existence is not found in any of the six positive categories, and yet according to Vaisheshika philosophy, non-existence exists just for instance, space and direction too. Just for instance, space and direction too. To illustrate, how does one know that there is no chair in the room? Looking in the room. One can feel as sure of the non-existence of the chair as much as the existence of the carpet or people. Therefore, non-existence also exists as much. Okay, I'll try to explain what it means. Okay, you take a glass. When you say, when you take a glass, if it is full of water, say it's a water is there. Then he raises a question, how do you know that there is no water in the glass, there is nothing in the glass? When you see it, you find there is an absence of something, that is why you say that there is nothing inside the glass. So that is why his theory is so much rejected by Vyasa, by hearing this. Vyasa, he says, atyanta parigrahat. He says, just this atyanta, he just should be given up. Because he has proved non-existence to be existence and existence to be non-existence. Now, we'll come to the details of refutation of these two theories. I just spoken this existence and non-existence. We'll see the Vedanta Sutras and how our Acharyas have refuted this philosophy of Kanada and Gautama. And they are combined together and refuted. They did not refute Nyaya separately and Vaisheshika separately. They just combined both together, then dropped the bond. So for that I got notes, two kinds of notes I got. One for those who have got computers, one for those who don't have computers. How many of you have laptops or computers? So those of you have, I just mentioned the Bhagavatam verse. For those of you who don't have, those of you who have computers, I just mentioned the number of the Bhagavatam verse. Those of you who don't have computer, I have mentioned the full verse in that. Okay, this is for those who don't have computers. Big notes. Small notes is for those who have laptop or computer. This one. So everybody got, please repeat the verse after me. A very, very wonderful verse written by Sripad Balave Vidyabhushan Prabhu in his commentary of the Vedanta Sutra in the beginning of the second chapter of Vedanta Sutra. In the beginning of the second chapter of the Vedanta Sutra, he starts with this thing. So, please repeat after me. Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Yaha Sankhya Jukti Kantakan. Yaha Sankhya Jukti Kantakan. Chitva Yuktya Sena Vishwam. Chitva Yuktya Sena Vishwam. Krishna Kridat Stalam Yadadhat. Krishna Krida Stalam Vyadhat. Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Yaha Sankhya Yukti Kantakan. Yaha Sankhya Yukti Kantakan. Chitva Yuktya Sena Vishwam. Krishna Kridat Stalam Vyadhat. So, what is the meaning of this verse? Krishna Dvaipayanam Naomi. Very easy to understand. What is the meaning? Anybody can say? Intentionally, I did not mention the meaning of the earth. Naomi. Pay obeisances. Namami, Naomi. Naomi means Namami. I pay obeisances. To whom? Krishna Dvaipayana. I pay obeisances to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. Naomi. Yaha means what? Who, or he, in one sense, who, Sankhyadi. Sankhyadi means Sankhya, etc. Adi means etc. Sankhyadi means Sankhya, Visheshika, Nyaya, and others. Of course, he has done yoga, other things also, but here it refers to Sankhya, Yoga, Sankhya, Vaisheshika and Nyaya and all those Western modern philosophers who are springing out from them. What did he do? Chitva. In South Indian language, there's a cricket match or something like that. So somebody asks, what happened in the cricket? Aye, chittu chitti gaudi charandya. Chittu chitti, matlab, kachra. like garbage. What do you do with the garbage? In Sanskrit, actually, this word chitva means something is cut and it's garbage. So, Krishna Dvaipayana, he made this Sankhya philosophies as garbage. That is the actual meaning of this, intended meaning. And what are they? These ukti, kantakan. Kantakan means what? Thorns. When you walk on the field, there are so many thorns. So these thorns, he made them, the thorns, into a garbage. And he cut these thorns. Asina Vishwam. He says, these thorns were Vishwam. Whole world was full of these thorns. Asina, they were existing. Vishwam. It is not just in India. Don't think this Nyaya Vaisheshika Sankhya, they were only in India. It was Vishwam. What did Vyasa do? He just made them into garbage. He just cleaned the entire Vishwa. And now, what did he make? This world, this entire planet, this Vishwa, by cleaning this Kantakan, cleaning this thorns of these philosophies, he made this whole world as a sthala. Sthala means a ground. Whereas hath means he made it as a sthala. For what? Krishna Krida. Now you understand? The six systems of philosophy, they are all what? Thorns. They are all thorns. And Chitva, he destroyed, made them into garbage. Who made this? Vedavyasa. So Baladeva Devashin is worshipping Vedavyasa. Now, the most philosophical point is coming, yet to come. For what? Krishna Krida, so that Krishna can do pastimes. But Vyasa was there when Krishna was doing pastimes. And chronologically, Vyasa wrote Vedanta Sutras after Krishna, he went back to his dham. Then now, why Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu is telling Vyasa, he made this world as a ground where Krishna can come and play. Whereas Krishna already played and went in Vrindavan. Yes, Prabhuji? Any answer? Here, the Krishna spoken is none other than Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Baladeva Vidyasana Prabhu says, the only purpose of Vyasa writing this Vedanta Sutra is to make this world a ground where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come and play his pastimes. So Vyasa specifically knew very well that Chaitanya is going to come. Vishwam, he made the entire world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did pastimes. Where did he do the pastimes? Navadvip. Jagannath Puri, he went to Vrindavan and came back. He went to South India and came back. Vishwam, who is going to do pastimes in the entire world? Prabhupada, isn't it? And this is the reason Prabhupada told, the previous acharyas wrote books to me, I am writing books to you. The entire evolution of philosophy which has happened, whatever has happened, entire books, they are all just meant so that Prabhupada would come and then give us these books. And this is what is explained in this particular verse. Krishna Krida Vishwam Stalam Vedhat. So, Baladeva Vidyasana Prabhu, he writes this very, very important verse in the beginning of the second chapter of the Vedanta Sutra. Now, going to our refutations. First, Kanada, the atomic theory, and Gautama's logician refuted. In the Vedanta Sutras, they are divided into chapters and the padas and the verses. Like in Bhagavatam, you have canto, chapter and verse. But here we have chapter, pada and verse. So it is written VS, you can see that. V and small s, wherever you find in Prabhupada books, wherever you should understand as Vedanta Sutra. Prabhupada's favorite Vedanta Sutras are Dhato Brahmajikyasa. Dhato Brahmajikyasa, it says, isn't it? That is from that book. According to the different commentaries, there are different verses, different numbers are there. Some say there are 555 verses, some say 550, some say 560, some say 570, some say 540. So something around 540 to 570. Some people combine two sutras and make one. Sometimes they make one sutra into two like that. So that we will talk at the end when you talk about Vedanta Sutra. So VS 2.1.11. What does it mean? Second chapter, first pada and 11th verse. That is the meaning. So here, what does it say? The supreme truth is neither established nor refuted by logic and argument. That is what Vyasa says. If somebody says, I can establish the supreme truth by argument, I can say that the God doesn't exist by argument, it is all nonsense, Vyasa says. And now, as we know, there is a commentary given by Vyasa to the Vyasanta Sutra itself. The commentary is what? So, in the Bhagavatam, there should be a commentary for this verse. For this Vedanta Sutra 2.1.11. What is that verse? This is the verse. 2.6.40 and 41. That is second canto, 6th chapter, 40th and the 41st verse. This verse in the Bhagavatam is a commentary to that sutra. So, if you want to refute the Nyayas from the Bhagavatam, you just have to take this verse. Very simple. Now you get in the connection. So, if somebody says, when you go to your place or you go to temple, hey, what are you doing? Six systems of philosophy. Hey, don't do that. You know, it's all materialistic things. It's all. Then you say six systems of philosophy, that is only separate. But actually, you are studying Bhagavatam. Actually, this is how we should understand. Now, I don't go to the Sanskrit recitation of all these verses. I'll just read some part of the translations. Now, this particular section in the Vedanta Sutra, that is 2nd chapter, 1st Bada, 11th, 12th, 13th, 13th. They talk about how Nyaya Vaisheshikas, these two philosophers, they are not adhering to the Shruti. Though they call themselves Vedic, they are not Vedic. That is what Vyasa is proving. Otherwise, to get into all these things is too much. But now, essentially, 2.1.11, 2.1.12, and 2.1.13, these three Vedanta Sutras, they are primarily establishing what? Nyaya and Vaisheshikas. They are what? They are not Vedic. They are Dharma Dvajis. That is what is being proven here. You can see very explicitly this point in the second sutra. That is 2.1.12. It is there in the capital. Just read it. Just see that, capital. The theories of the logicians and the atomists, Nyayakas and Vaisheshikas, about the cause of creation are also rejected because they are not supported by the Vedic literatures. The Bhagavatam verses read like this. One may say that the varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universes may temporarily appear to be truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by the combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe. Although some philosophers think so, it is not a fact that the varieties found in the material world simply results from the atomic juxtaposition or combination. Now you find in Bhagavatam where is Nyaya and how Nyaya is refuted. Now, since the universe has no real existence, the things within, shortness, difference, grassness, skinness, smallness, bigness, results, cause, simple lifetimes and materials are all imagined. They are all parts made of the same substance, earth, but they are not named differently. The differences are characterized by substance, nature, predisposition, time and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by the material nature. So here Vaisheshika is spoken a lot in this verse. What then is ultimate truth? The answer is the non-dual knowledge of the absolute truth. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramantaram Ekam. So it is devoid of the combination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is one without second, all pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of the knowledge is Brahman, then Paramatma, then the super soul is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, the full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the supreme person. All learned scholars describe the supreme person as Vasudeva, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others. So from Bhagavatam it is established that how by logic and you cannot establish the supreme person. And because of excessive dependence on logic by these Nyayas and Vaisheshikas, they are rejected by the Vedas. So those who are too much dependent on logic for understanding something, they should be excommunicated by Manu. Manu told that. They don't get the mercy of Ram and they become jackals. They are fit to live in forest. Jackals, you know what they eat? It doesn't eat decomposed flesh. So you find this is happening. Those who don't come into the Vedic civilization, what happens? They are eating decomposed flesh. Isn't it? They keep some flesh in the fridge for days and days and then they just put inside the bread and eat. I was traveling. First time, I was working as a marine engineer. When I was working, first time I went to the ship, there was a outside, there was a British captain. Then I asked him, once I went to the kitchen, seating. Then we were talking about cooking. Then, what do you cook in? I was just asking, what do you cook in the house? He said, we don't cook in the house. So you don't have a stove? No, we have an oven. That is what they say. They don't cook in the house. I was shocked. Which goes here. Why? Because they eat decomposed flesh. And jackal does that. So, very dangerous. Go further. Now, next. There is an objection. If the Supreme Lord is the material cause of the creation, then the world would be no distinction between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. In other words, Vedanta points the Lord has a material cause. This means he is his own emanation. The jiva is also an emanation from the Supreme Lord. Hence Vedanta obscures the distinction between God and jiva. Somebody may object like this. If God is the material cause for this universe, material cause means he is coming and doing everything, then what is the difference between me and the Supreme Lord? The soul is also doing, the Lord is also doing the same thing. He is in touch with matter. Because Nyaya and Vaisheshikas, they say that the atoms, the original atom, is not having form. It is not the direct cause for this world. And that is why they are known as, the philosophy is known as Arambhavada, which accepts that the cause is not in the effect. Now, for example, a dog is barking. Where is the barking coming from? Where are the barks coming from? From the dog, isn't it? Just because the barks are coming from the dog, can you say the dog is made up of barks? So, according to the Nayavishik philosophy, they say that dog and the bark. In this way, the Supreme Lord, the atom, is separate and exclusive from this world. This world is made up of the atom, which is completely formless. It doesn't have shape, it doesn't have color, and it is distinct from this world. And this world is made up of those atoms, but still the atom is exclusively separate from this world. The Sankhyas say the different thing, exactly opposite. Tomorrow when we learn Sankhya, we will talk about it. They say, now, how can there be an effect in which the cause is not there? They give the example of, where will the oil come from if there is no oil in the system, in the mustard seed? Yeah, mustard oil. So, the oil should be there in the mustard, then only the oil came out. Their argument is this. So, distinctly there are two kinds of philosophies here. One is known as the Arambhavada, other is known as Anarambhavada or Asatkriyavada, Satkaryavada. Asatkaryavada and Satkriyavada. And Nyaya Vaisheshika schools, they say that cause is not in the effect. In the Sankhya school, they say the cause should be seen in the effect. So now here, these two philosophies are refuted. That is, Nyaya and Vaisheshika. They say, "Are, if you say that God has created this world and you can perceive God in this world, then you have the dosha of God being in touch with matter." There is the objection. For that the reply is the Supreme Lord with his Shaktis. That is where the Shakti comes. The Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is God is not directly in touch with matter. It is the energy of Krishna which is manifest in this world. It transforms into this world, etc., etc. I am just leaving this subject here because this subject we will deal more elaborately tomorrow. For now, just accept whatever you could catch. But this will be dealt with again. This subject will be dealt again. Okay, next. Go further. I am not reading the Bhagavatam verses because these verses will come again. Vaisheshika doctrine of effect as something new created from the cause is refuted. Now, the second point. Just now I spoke about this point. If you see, the Vaisheshika doctrine of effect as something new created from the cause is refuted. In other words, it means the dog and the bark. There are barks. You don't find the dog in the bark. In the barking, in the sound. Do you find dog? So, they say, according to the Vaisheshika philosophy, Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy, there is a Anu. Let us read those verses of the Bhagavatam. Okay. How did this come, this page come here? This page is supposed to come later. It is 2:6:14-20. Okay. Let us go through this thing. 2:1:14. Go further. The material world is not different from the Brahman. So there is a verse which says, a pot made completely of earth, situated on earth, but after being created and transformed into earth again when broken. This cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman, situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer obeisances, respectful obeisances to Him. So according to the Vedanta philosophy, the Lord Krishna is the cause at all the levels. He is a remote cause, he is an efficient cause, and he is also a material cause. Now, How he is a material cause? He is a material cause through his energies. In this way, Nyaya Vaisheshika's objection that how the Lord can be remote at the same time be within this world, that is explained that how the Lord emanates energies. Okay, we have to go fast now. Another problem which there is, objection. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, just read it 2.6 in the Vedanta Sutras. 2.1.17. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, it states, in the beginning was Asat. There is one verse in the Taittiriya Upanishad which says, in the beginning there is Asat. How can there be Asat in the beginning? Now, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is explained that how Asat is nothing but another word for unmanifest. The Lord was unmanifest in the beginning. So Asat doesn't refer to temporary here, but it refers to unmanifest. So there are so much of details about this thing. I think we'll be too interested in this thing. We can't go further. Go further. Can you go to that page which talks about 2.2, 11-17. Refutations of Vaisheshika, atom as create as a cause of created creation defected. You got this thing?
11-17.
Yeah, 11-17 it is written.
Yeah.
There is second chapter, second pada, 11-17 sutras. They refute this Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy. Now, the summary of the philosophy of the commentary given by Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu is given there. So it becomes more easy for us to understand. The Vaisheshika philosophy posits that atoms have no dimension. Number one. Atoms combine into molecules that have dimension. Atoms combine because of adrishta karma. Atoms combine fixed predictable pattern because of samavaya. Atoms pose the qualities of form, taste, aroma and touch. So these are certain principles of Vaisheshika, Nyaya Vaisheshika. Now, in the second chapter, second pada, 11th sutra, Vyasa refutes. If atoms are without dimensions, then there is no logic in arguing that the physical dimension arises from their combination. Now, if they say, atom doesn't have dimension, but the combination of atoms have dimension. How is it possible? Okay. Atom have no dimension, zero. Many zeros put together, can it become one or two or three? No. So, for example, this microphone is there, this stand is there. According to Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, they say it is made up of atom. Atom doesn't have dimensions. No dimension. Zero dimension. So many zeros put together, many atoms combined together, and this microphone comes. How is it possible? It is impossible. So that is how Vyasa refutes. And now you may say, how such a foolish thing was written by Gautama or Kanada? They say, first is atom, that one atom, it becomes dvayanu, and the dvayanu become trisanu, or triatom. And triyanu is called a molecule, and that becomes the basic structure of the entire universe. And that is what is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Maitreya Uvacha. As we are told in the third canto, Mataji told in the morning, the third canto, you find atomic theory in the Bhagavatam. The material manifestations, ultimate particles, which is indivisible and are not found in our body, formed into our body, is called atom. It exists always as an invisible identity, even after dissolution of all forms. The material body is but a combination of such atoms, but it is misunderstood by common man. Maitreya is speaking these verses in Bhagavatam, the atomic theory. Atoms are the ultimate state of the manifested universe. When they stay in their own form without forming different bodies, they are called the unlimited oneness. They are certainly different bodies in physical forms, but the atoms themselves form the complete manifestation. One can estimate time by measuring the movement of atoms, combination of the bodies. The time is the potency of the Almighty Supreme Personality, God Hari, who controls all physical movements through, though he is not visible to the physical world. Atomic time is measured according to its covering a particular atomic space. The time which covers the unmanifested aggregate of atoms is known as the great time. The division of gross time is calculated as follows. Two atoms make one double atom, and three double atoms make one hexaatom. This hexaatom is visible to the sunshine which enters through the holes of a window. One can clearly see the hexaatom goes up towards the sky. So these are the verses which you find in Bhagavatam. Now in the Bhagavatam, in the calculation, the chapter is named as Calculation of Time. You seen it? This calculation of time. How the time is calculated? In the Vedic philosophy, you had to define time and space. Time and space, these two things are a big subject matter for study. Because time and space are Krishna's energy. And there is a very, very intricate relationship between time and space. To give you a very practical example, I'll ask you, hey, how long is Delhi from here? He says what? 4 hours. 4 hours is time. And actually what is that?
Distance.
So, distance is space. So you have a natural correlation between time and space, isn't it? So Bhagavad philosophy explains that time and space are Krishna's energy. But the problem with the Nyaya Vaisheshikas is they don't explain time. Even their commentators tried to explain time. They did not accept time as Krishna's energy. That is what is spoken in these few verses. Time, they don't accept as Krishna's energy. Anybody who doesn't accept Krishna's time as Krishna's energy, atyanta parigraha, he should be kicked out. Vedanta clearly says this. Time is Krishna's energy. Actually, it's Krishna himself. He says, kalosmi, lokakshaikrit pravruddha. I am time. Krishna says this thing in the Bhagavad Gita. So here, these people, they don't accept time as Krishna's, as the Lord's energy. And they don't even talk about time. So now, Sripad Madhvacharya, how he explains? He goes to a very, very, he's a strong logician. Sripad Madhvacharya. Okay. Sripad Madhvacharya says, according to Nyaya Vaisheshikas, if the cause is not in its effect, cause is not in its effects, then, and the cause is atom, in the atom, the basic principle is what?
No dimension.
No dimension. And that no dimension thing has come to a dimension. Vyasa Madhva says, very good, I accept it. That means, according to Nyaya Vaisheshikas, if there is non-existence in the cause, existence should come in the effect. And if there is existence in the cause, non-existence should come in the effect. So how is it possible? That means, from non-existence, existence comes. From existence, non-existence comes. This philosophy is bogus. How can some existence come from non-existence? That is why they are non-Vedic. And that is where Buddhism starts. Non-existence is what? Zero, shunya. Sripad Madhvacharya, he says, he indicates that these people are non-Vedic. Because according to their philosophy, Existence comes from non-existence, which is nothing but Buddhism. So they should not even spoken about, because they are non-Vedic. So in this way, Buddhism, it is very frank, and it says, oh, Nyaya is they have a futile philosophy, and they have found a lot of flaws in that. So we clearly say, existence comes from non-existence. So ultimately, what is there after existence? There is only non-existence, that is zero, shunyavadi. We daily say, nirvishesha shunyavadi. So who are the shunyavadis? They are Buddhists. And where this Buddhism came from? Nyaya philosophy. Because according to them, non-existence comes from existence comes from non-existence. So Madhva, in one line, Baladev Vidyasan Prabhu went on to a lot of explanation, very mildly refute them. But Madhva, with one line, he said, you people are nonsense. And this is Madhva's commentary. It's Madhva's Tattva Sutras. I was reading about a week back, first time I read after buying this book. I thought, Lord, let me see what Madhvacharya has told about this. His sutras, his commentary is only three, four lines. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentaries are long. And Ramana's commentaries are too long. So Madhvacharya just took that one particular point and said, you are Buddhist, so we don't want to talk to you. Next, 2.2.12, second chapter. Second Pada, 12th Sutra. Let us see how they are refuted. Atoms are set into motion by Adrishta Karma. For Adrishta Karma pertains to the pious and impious reactions of living entities, not particles of matter. Okay. Another flaw of the Nyaya Vaisheshikas. They say the atoms combine and are set into motion by God. Adrishta. Now, the argument is, Adrishta is created because of what? Karma of the living entities. And how they, atoms, have karma. Atoms are inert. And how this Adrishta has got control over atoms. So in this way, this philosophy, the second point is refuted. The fruitive activities a living being performs, whether pious or impious, are the unseen cause for the fulfillment of his desires. So you see, the word is used here, adrishta, unseen cause. This unseen cause is the root of the living entity's different bodies. Because of his intent desire, the living entity takes birth in a particular family and receives a body which is either like that of his mother or like that of father. The gross and subtle bodies are created according to his desire. Influential stars, planets, luminaries, and atoms all over the universe are rotating in their respective orbits under the direction of the Supreme, represented by eternal Kala. So in this way, this particular aspect of Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy, that this God, Adrishta, is having control over these atoms, the movement of the atoms, that is refuted. How can he have it? According to your own philosophy, you are self-contradictory. Going further. The theory of Samavaya does not explain why atoms combine as they do. Samavaya means combination of atoms. They say by automatically the atoms combine within their own themselves because of Samavaya. Like the modern scientists also explain the combination of atoms. They say, how the world is created? Oh, by chance. Automatically, they all set according to their own positions. Like for example, you just throw a few pieces of marble. And what happens? According to their shape and form, they just go into their hole automatically. That is one of the scientists who spoke like this. How the world came into existence? They just set up according to this thing. One atomic theory, they say, how the electrons, the protons, they are in the particular position, says automatically. Prabhupada criticized this thing very powerfully, by chance, the chance theory. The chance theory of the scientists is coming from this Nyaya Vaisheshikas. Nyaya Vaisheshikas use this word, samavaya, for chance. So Prabhupada, everywhere he smashes, How can something come by chance? No creation can happen by chance. Only destruction happens by chance. Oh, what are the philosophy of Big Bang theory? All these things are chance theory. By chance it happened. How did the Himalayas come into existence? By chance. How are you speaking? By chance. This is how Shrivatsavdhaman Maharaj, in his book of Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness, he says, the scientist, if you go and say everything is by chance, what about your speaking? If everything is happening by chance, even your speaking is also by chance? No, I use my intelligence. I am speaking with intention. So your speaking is with intention and you say everything is by chance and your speaking includes everything. So how is it possible? This chance theory fails. Do you think that I am speaking by chance? Chance means there is no intention behind it. They don't accept intention. They say like asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur anishwaram. They say there is no cause behind it. There is no intention behind it. So this is such a philosophy. See how they are refuted. The Samayavaya explains atom combine as they do by declaring Samayavaya to be eternal principle inherent in atoms. Okay. Now they say this Samayavaya means combinations is eternal. It goes on. Like one scientist regarding the creation, he told, see, creation, destruction. And creation and destruction. It goes on continuously. So this process of combination of atoms is eternal. So he is refuted. The Vaisheshika philosophers imply atomic combinations to be eternal, but this is not a fact. Even the Vaisheshika philosophy admits this. Even their own philosophers, their followers admitted this. If the combination of atoms is eternal, then there will be eternal creation and there will be eternal destruction. And where is the question of God then? Why Adrishta came into picture? So this is another argument Madhvacharya says. If something is going on eternally, and where is the control of God on this? Like somebody says, Prabhu, it's an automatic machine. In one factory you go, they say, it's an automatic machine, everything happens. Then what is your control? How can you say that I am the master of this? Until unless you have control, how can you say I am the master of this? I'm the owner of this company. I'm owner of this machine. So on one side, Nyaya Vaisheshikas, they accept there is God, and on the other side they say this God don't have any control over the creation and maintenance. What is this? What kind of God is he? If everything is automatic. Why everything is automatic? Because they accept eternity of Samavaya. Eternity comes away. As soon as this creation is over, destruction happens. After destruction, creation. So this automatic thing, everything automatically. Yeah. Well, how the sun rises and east? Automatically. Now how the rains are coming? Automatic. What automatic? So in this way, they are refuted. These people by Vyasa. So now let us see Bhagavatam for this verse. One may say that the varieties arise in the planet Earth itself. Itself means it's the word is automatic. The word itself here refers to automatic. Itself means by itself happens. However, although the universes may temporarily appear to be truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic principles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe. Although some philosophers think so, it is not a fact. Varieties found in the material world simply results in that automatic juxtaposition and the combination. It doesn't happen like that. So, Bhagavatam, Vyasa has clearly written this point, that how it doesn't happen automatically. Vaisheshika philosophers declare atom to be eternal and dimensionless. They say that the possess form, taste, aroma and touch. This is contradictory because temporary things with dimensions possess the same varieties. So on one place the Vaisheshikas say that the atom doesn't have form, but the combination of atoms have form. So it is contradictory. This very simple way is presented. Even if the validity of these categories are accepted, they still do not account for everything in the universe, for the spiritual nature of the super soul and the living entities is left out. Now, even though we accept Nyaya Vaisheshikas, they are okay, but still Vyasa clearly says that if they think there are only 16 padarthas, what about the spiritual nature of the soul? What about the spiritual world? What about the destination of the world? What about Paramatma? The later commentators on Nyaya Vaisheshika, they spoke on Paramatma, though original commentators did not speak. Later commentators spoke on Paramatma. For them, Paramatma is like X in a mathematical solution. In mathematics, we say, let X equal to something. Isn't it? In the entire solution, you have this X, 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 X coming. At the end, there is no X. You only just accept it. You don't accept the reality of its existence. X is X factor. You're getting the point. In the mathematical solution, you have this X, X thing. You go on doing solving. Let X equal to this. And then you go on putting X, 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 X everywhere. And the solution, you kick out X. Like the Mayavadis, they do. There were deity worship. Prabhupada uses this word. Their deity worship is like that of a ladder. Like a ladder. So you have to go liberation. You accept the ladder. You climb the ladder. You climb up, kick the ladder out. So their Paramatma is like this. Nyaya Vaisheshika Paramatma. Originally, Nyaya and Vaisheshikas, Gautama and Kanada, they did not speak of Paramatma at all. Later on, they spoke, the commentators spoke, because if you don't accept Paramatma, who will study our philosophy? So their Paramatma is like this X factor. So Vyasa clearly says, they did not explain any spiritual nature, so we will not accept them. Now, there are so many verses talking about this point. And now, last verse where Vyasa concludes his Siddhanta and his decision about Nyaya Vaisheshikas. I have mentioned the sutra in Sanskrit here. Because after concluding, after destroying them in these ways, Vyasa, he says, Aparigraha chatyantam manapeksha. There is Om before and end. When you chant the Vedanta, you say, Om aparigraha chatyantam manapeksha Om. When you chant the Vedanta Sutras, you have to chant Om before the Sutra and after the Sutra. That is how you have to chant. So, maybe I did not write that Om there, so you can write it. Om. Om aparigraha chatyantam manapeksha Om. Now, let us see what is the meaning of aparigraha. Aparigraha means we should not accept parigraha. Aparigraha. How? Atyantam. Atyanta. They are so horrible. That is why you should just give up talking about them. Anapeksha. They should be totally rejected. Anapeksha means rejected. You should reject them. Great sages do not accept the Vaisheshika philosophy. Therefore, it should be totally rejected. That is what Vyasa told. Now, essentially, we found Manu, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and Vyasa. All four of them. They gave a very critical comments on this philosophy. Vyasa, ultimately, what did he say? Should give it up. Now, the Bhagavatam verse for this. What then is ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is ultimate truth. It is devoid of combination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is the one without second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of knowledge is Brahman, Paramatma, Super Soul with yogis. The second stage of realization, finally the full realization of Supreme Lord is person. Learner's scholar describes the Supreme Lord, person, Vasudeva, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramatmamekam Antaryam Tu Abdhir Brahma Satyam. So, in this way,
This verse in the Bhagavatam, it clearly says that those who do not accept the person, Supreme Personality of Krishna, should be given up, especially his Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy. Now, the rest part of the notes is talking about those philosophies which are coming out from Nyaya Vaisheshika. Basically, Buddhism. If you remove the Vedic dress from a Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, they are Buddhist. Like if you remove the dress of a Mayavadi, and I mean the Vedic dress of a Mayavadi, he becomes Buddhist. Like it is said that Mayavada Masachastram Braudham Prachannam Uchate. Prachannam. So like Mayavad is a covered Buddhism. In the same way, these two philosophies are also covered Buddhism. In one sense, Buddhists are better. Why? Because at least they say there is no God. Instead of saying, we are Vedic, and then talk about God who is non-Vedic, better say, I am not Vedic, I don't accept Veda, and I don't accept God, I am an atheist. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Saramattachari. Buddhists are better. So I will not go into the details about the Buddhism, but we should know something about Buddhism, something, little bit. So we'll take 5 minutes only for this, 5-10 minutes for this, and then end Nyaya Vaisheshikas. In Buddhism, there are 4 groups. Vaibhashika, Sautrantika, Yogachara, or Vijnanavada, and ultimately is Madhyanmika or Shunyavada. These are the 4 kinds of Buddhism. 4 schools or 4 kinds of Buddhism. Now, Srila Vyasadev refutes these 4 in 3 phases. The first 2 he categorizes 1. The Vaibhashikas and Saurantikas, or Prabhupada says Lokayitikas. Vaibhashikas and Lokayitikas, they are together put into 1 category. And in English, they are known as realist. Realist. Realism. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur classifies like that only. And the second one is Sautrantikas, they are known as the idealist. In English, it is known as idealist. And the Sunyavadis, they are known as voidist or nihilist. Now, let us see how Srila Bhadre Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he refused, talks about the first. The first 2 schools divide the material world into 2 categories of phenomena, physical and mental. Under these categories are listed 5 skandhas. 1 skandha called Rupa, all these things including water, etc., comprise all physical phenomena. Other 4 skandhas contain a mental phenomena, they are known as Vijnana, Vedana, Sanjana and Samskara. Nothing exists beyond these categories according to the Vaibhashikas and Sautrantikas philosophies. Now, he says, we'll not read the objection and reply. We'll just go directly. Buddhists adhere to the doctrine of ever-changing equilibrium, in which an effect is said to be exist only when its cause has ceased to exist. So it's more dangerous. Say, they say, for example, there is a cause. As soon as the cause gives rise to an effect, the cause ceases to exist. That means,
According to them, if at all God has created this world, He created the world and died. Many people say God was there, He died. The one kind of Buddhist these people are. Prabhupada, in one place he told, there are some people, atheism means those who say there is no God. Those who say, one kind of people are those who say there is no God. Those who say that God was there, He died. And those who say that God is shunya, means zero, nothingness is God. And ultimately, those who say, I am God. In one place, somewhere in the conversation, he told about these four. Generally, he's talking about the Buddhist and the Mayavadis. Their idea about God. So, according to avidya, simply appears, accordingly, avidya simply appears and disappears, to be followed by the appearance and disappearance of the sanskars, vijnana, etc., one after the other. So, we'll not go into the details of these Buddhists, what they say. Too much. Certain principles are okay. Where is that verse? Okay. Anyhow. So I'll just talk about it tomorrow because we want to talk something about the Buddhist. I missed that page. Printing. Anyhow, keep this paper with you. When we talk about Sankhya, we'll talk about Buddhists again. And there's something about the Jains also at the end, Buddhism and Jainism. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains regarding Buddhism. Buddhism is not spoken by Lord Buddha, Krishna's incarnation. Don't confuse Buddha with that Buddha. Sakya Simha, there was one person who was the person who wrote this Buddhistic philosophy. The word Buddhistic philosophy has got nothing to do with our Buddha. Means Krishna's incarnation Buddha. Neither Gautam Buddha has got nothing to do with the Krishna's incarnation Buddha. The Gautam Buddha who is very much famous, Buddha Gaya and all, he is not Krishna incarnation Buddha, whom we glorify in the Dashavatara Sutra. What do you glorify him? Nindasi yajna vidher haha shuti jatam. Nindasi yajna vidher. So, that Buddha is different. So, we stop here. We don't want to talk much about Buddhism now. Because everybody is fused up with our philosophy. So much of hated philosophies. We stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll take up Sankhya and some part of Buddhism. So, anything you'd like to ask or something? Huh?
Will we have tomorrow another sheet?
For Sankhya, you will get another sheet. Yeah, I'll get it. Those who did not get, you can get. I'll just take printout and give it to you. Oh, that is the four sampradayas. When Mataji organizes a seminar on four sampradayas, then we'll discuss that. Four sampradayas. Why Madhvacharya did not speak about Radha Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him not to discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him not to discuss.
It is
mentioned often, isn't it? Yeah. In Navadvip Dham Mahima, you see, the four acharyas meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that meeting, you will find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramanuja and Madhva specifically, don't talk about me. Don't talk about Madhurya Rasa. You just talk about Dasya Rasa. I'll come and talk. If you talk now itself, it's not good. It's my property. So, Madhvacharya is in that he spoke. Madhvacharya is Sarvajna. He is known as Purna Prajna. That doesn't mean he doesn't know. He did not reveal. Whatever Chaitanya told him, that is what he revealed. So, as it is, we are not doing the Nyaya Vaisheshika, Sankhya and all exclusively. So, going deep into these things is not so much. But we know certain things about them and how the acharyas have refuted. We know something about Vedanta. Okay, we give 5 minutes before early break because you need to cool yourself. too hot. Outside it's too cold. Yes. Size of the atoms. They are given the size of the atom. You can find in a physics book. In the physics book, you will find the size of an atom. Because they are too gross. They say no size. Because this atom and that atom, what are different? The atom of the Vaisheshikas is like a small dust particle in front of the atom of the physics. They say, oh, Dalton told you, atom is very small, very minute. But Akshapada, when he saw atom, he saw the real atom. The real atom which is described in the Bhagavatam that was seen by Akshapada. Sum and substance of the entire Akshapada's philosophy is, Akshapada saw the atom, but did not see Krishna inside the atom. If somebody asks you, what are you learning in this seminar? You just tell this point. Nyaya and Vaisheshika, they saw the atom, but did not see Krishna inside the atom. That makes the entire thing very simple. Otherwise, if you tell all these things, they say, hey, something is happening here. Arambhavada, Asatkriyavada, if you talk all these things, they say, what's happening here? I'm telling you, within the next 2-3 days, means tomorrow evening or by today after tomorrow, when I use these terms as Satkriyavada, Asatkriyavada, Arambhavada, Pramana, Pramaya, it becomes very natural for you all. Now it seems to be a little bit alien. It will not be alien after 2 days. It is just the second day. Just after the third day, you will be adjusting to this thought process. No problem. Yes, ma'am.
Which particle says Maitreya? Maitreya also says about this.
Third canto?
Ultimate particle, yeah.
Yeah.
But what he says Maitreya?
Yeah, Maitreya. The great sage.
Yes, great sage.
Atoms are there. He has to speak about the atom. So he spoke about the philosophy of atom.
Yeah, yeah.
But Maitreya did not say the atoms are the source. Maitreya told atoms are there. He spoke about the atom. When one atom combines with another atom, it becomes a dvayanu. It combines with another atom, it becomes trayanu. And trayanu is the basic particle. When the sun moves to the distance of this trayanu, it becomes one, the smallest unit of time. The movement of the sun, the time taken by the sun to cover the diameter of this trayanu is the smallest unit of time. That is how time is calculated. But these Nyaya Vaisheshikas, they don't talk about time. Even though some of them commentators, they spoke about time, they did not accept time as Krishna's energy of God. Even their God, they did not accept time as energy of Adrishta.
But the atom which speaks Maitreya is different from the atoms of Nyaya.
No, not the same. See,
he says the material body is but a combination of such atoms.
Yes.
But it is misunderstood by the common man.
Yeah, it is misunderstood.
So, same atom.
Yes, yes, yes. He's talking about the same atom. Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes. The same atom. Same atom.
These three atoms.
Yeah. Okay. You have questions? At least remember what Manu has told about Nyaya, what Ram has told about Nyaya, what Krishna has told about Nyaya, and what Vyasa has told about Nyaya. And ultimately, how Baladev Vidyavibhushan Prabhu has glorified Vyasa in that verse. Okay. Any questions we'll talk personally. Hare Krishna. Sankhya. Tomorrow we'll begin. We'll do Bhagavad Gita tomorrow morning. And as a small exercise, can you read second chapter of Bhagavad Gita 39th verse? Eshate abhita sankhe buddhi yogam tumam suno. Krishna says this.
Bhagavad Gita.
Second chapter. 38 or 39? 39, I suppose. 39.
Eshate abhita sankhe buddhiyoga vimshnu. That verse. You read the purport. When I was learning that verse from my Shikshaguru, he told me, to learn it first you had to read that purport 108 times and then come. I did it 108 times. So you read only once, that's enough. Read only once. Very powerful purport. I read 212, 239, and 13.5. These three purports of Prabhupada, they are very, very Vedantic. I have already given the 13.5 that Rishibir Bodha Gitam, that verse. The purport is like out of the world. It's very, very intricate. 212 is also very intricate. We are going to do that also. No. 239.
Then
212. 212, 239, 13.5. That verse, Rishibir Bodha Gitam. Yeah, these three purports are a little bit. 13.5. So, we finish for today. Hare Krishna. I am very sorry I am troubling you, Lord, but this is all trouble is not given by me, it is given by Mataji. Prashanta Mataji. She told me to take. So it's Janmadhyasyata. I am only a giver, that's all. She wanted.
This is trouble given by
Gautama. Anyhow, they are troubling. We did not accept the trouble. But we accepting trouble. But worth exercise for preachers. Worth exercise. There is a, according to one of the Nyaya systems, one of the aspects of knowledge, if you cannot convince, confuse. If you cannot convince, you confuse. Like, you go on talking about knowledge to other person, he doesn't listen. He doesn't understand. And he doesn't accept. What you do? You speak something to confuse him. And he goes with confusion. So, many of the philosophies like that only. They confuse people. Especially there are some so-called pseudo-scholars who come and then they talk to you. You just say something. Arambavada. You say, what is this? Then he thinks, you know something. Confused. And then say, Krishna is the source of everything. Say it and tell. One of the aspects of logic is that.